Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we talk about how to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. And now, here's your host, Stephen Libman, managing partner of Integrity Holdings Group.
Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. My name is Steve Libman. I am your host. And today we have some good friends and partners of ours, Valkyrie Investment Group, Ashton, Chris. Welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. We were just talking about how Chris is on site right now doing some property management with his cool background and some of the multifamily stuff that they own. So guys, a lot of stuff going on. We're all kind of stuck at home, quarantined still, at least I am in New Jersey. I don't know how it is with you guys, but some parts of the country are opening back up. Some places are still under lockdown. How are you faring through everything?
Doing good. You know, staying busy, a lot more time to focus on our business and our family, right?
Yeah. Building that network. I've been on, you know, a Zoom call every week, it seems like, for meetups here, doing more than I do.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're doing a lot of time with the kids and stuff and lots of podcasting, lots of Zoom calls, lots of investor client conversations, and still getting passive income checks. So that's pretty good. All right. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about kind of where you came from, what you're doing now. You have, you know, so your family, tell us a little bit about the business, but let's start at the beginning and, you know, kind of what you were doing before and what you're doing now.
I can start. I was in the military. I did 20 years, so 6 years in the Coast Guard, and then another 14 and a half years in the Air Force as a pararescue jumper. But I saw the benefit back in, you know, 2018 of creating another stream of income, something passive, something that will I can retire on. And right around that time, my brother also kind of started suggesting, hey, why don't we look into real estate? And I think, and he can talk more on how he came to that realization, but so we kind of just jumped in at that point. We took a 90-day challenge of getting something under contract and trying to create some passive income, create some type of long-term investment strategy that we could actually control, you know, control the value of. And you know, we bought our first fourplex, and after that we were off, you know.
How many years ago was that?
That was a fall of 2018, so October 2018, our first purchase.
So you were still in the military at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
You're recently retired. Thank you for your service, by the way. Appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
We have a ton of patriots on the show, and for whatever reason, probably just because we exude patriotism here, right? a lot of guys from the military end up looking for either passive streams of income, or I think you kind of know that there's going to be a paycheck that stops one day, and then it's like, well, what are we going to do? So that's very cool that you guys were chatting about how to create some passive income. And who created that 90-day challenge? I know there's a couple guys out there that do it.
You know, I don't know. Somebody mentioned on a podcast, and I thought, I'm a really goal-oriented person, so is my brother. And I thought, that's a great idea. Like, why not? Let's put a timeline on it, and let's make it very specific, and let's do this. And, you know, so we went after it.
I forget what the acronym is, right? But it's SMART, right? Your actions have to be, you know what it is.
Specific.
What is it? Specific, measurable, actionable, reasonable, attainable.
Yeah.
You got to be smart. And yeah, I mean, when we started our business too, we were trying to just get a deal done. We just wanted to hustle and get a deal done. And then it was like, man, we need to be real action oriented, real specific in our purpose. How are we going to find a deal? Where do we want to buy the deal? Why do we want to buy that deal? And then it started to work, right? I mean, I think, and we've talked about this a lot off the air, is that mindset shift that, wait, I can do this. Other people are doing this. And I mean, I've looked at some guys, I'm like, how are they doing this? And now I'm like, right? So talk to me a little bit about that. Like where, well, so let's jump over to you, Chris. Like Ashton mentioned before about how you came to the realization. So what were you doing? And then how did you kind of get started on the thought process?
Sure. So same thing. I was in the Air Force for 4 years. When I got out, you know, I was looking for a little better, went back to college, got an IT job. So I started making a decent salary, did what they told me to. I was putting aside 10% in my 401k, dropping it in. And I think 2018 hit, there was a little bump that came along, and all of a sudden I lost a good chunk of it. And I was kind of like, man, what the heck? What are we doing? This disappeared faster than I could put it in. So I was starting listening to all these podcasts, you know, started doing all my education, getting into it. And that's when we partnered up and we decided to jump into it, because we saw the benefits, you know, those ideal benefits that they talk about: income, depreciation, equity, appreciation, and leverage. So that's kind of how we jumped in. And then we built up from there. And now, you know, I have an IT job currently, and we are building something awesome here. We're building a legacy with our families. So it's pretty fun ride so far.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how the aha moment comes, regardless of what job you're really in, where it's like this whole go to school, get a good job, work hard, stuff money into my stock bond 401k is not really working. I don't see a lot of people getting rich and retiring, becoming wealthy off of these types of vehicles. I think I posted to you guys or sent you an email about the guy who started the 401k. He literally said in Money Magazine, like, I created a monster here. I wish I could walk it back.
Yep.
I mean, it's super volatile. Yeah. It's an old way of thinking, and it's the way of thinking of everybody else. Right. And when everybody else thinks a certain way, I think that's when you have to start looking at other alternatives. And for us, we just wanted to get around smart people and say, well, what are you guys doing, right? If you're really wealthy, what are you doing? I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. People have been buying real estate for hundreds of years. Why can't I do that?
Yeah.
So, all right. So cool. So you guys decided to partner up, and, you know, you've started to create some passive income, buy some complexes. So what's kind of on the horizon now? What are you guys working on now?
So we're managing all our properties right now, going through the whole COVID, you know, issue, just like everybody else. And, you know, we shifted a little strategy there, but we've also, you know, branched out and began partnering with other people like yourself, Steve, you know, so working on that, 220 unit out in Columbus, Ohio, going through the due diligence phase for that. So
yeah, that'll be a fun trip.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good when everything opens up. Really focusing on building the brand as well, and then growing our network. So,
yeah. And I think a big piece of this is, and we touched on it before the show started, was you guys are really vigilant about creating brand awareness, but also helping people with that mindset shift, helping people get to the aha moment that you had previously, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd also note that, like, one of our favorite things to say is, like, nobody is smarter than all of us. I think Jim Rohn said it, but I really love that quote, because the military has done anything for me is help me, you know, put together teams and manage a team and actually accomplish something together. And a lot of people think they have to go it alone, and that's why they're putting money away in a 401k, because they don't know any other way, right? They know that all they got to do is save. But if they work with other people, you can really grow something pretty quick.
Yeah. And that is what the syndication business is all about. People say, like, oh, you guys syndicate apartments. What does that mean? All it means is many hands make light work, and we can go far together, or we can go fast alone. And here's the big lie that Wall Street tells you: you're not smart enough to manage your finances.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, right? I mean, that's basically what the Wall Street pitch is. And it's just patently untrue. The information that they have is accessible to all of us, and they get paid off of assets under management. And that's what they need. They need you to give them their money to keep feeding the machine. And, you know, when I saw my dad pass away and lose half of his money in the stock market in 08 and then not live long enough to ride the market back up, it made me go, wait a minute, just like you, Chris, right? This money is just disappearing. I mean, you work your whole life and it can go away. So we knew that there would be something different there too. And we came across, you know, I thought I was just going to buy single family houses.
Yep.
I mean, and then now, you know, look, we're going to be buying 220 units together. I mean, that's like a little city. Talk about the impact that you can have right on those families too. I mean, yep. So what's great is that when people are investing with us, they're helping change a dynamic of a community and really impacting a lot of lives. and they get to come along for the ride and we get to do all the work.
Yeah. It's a great time right now. I mean, with all the CARES Act that's passed, I personally have took advantage of it, pulled out my 401k. You know, it made better sense for me to put it into real estate or put it somewhere else. So it's a great time right now.
My favorite thing about real estate is predictability. And even in this crisis where I just read Green Street Advisors said that 50% of all retailers in every mall across the country will be out of business in the next 24 months.
Wow.
People always need a place to live, right? So businesses, different sectors, like the reason that we've chosen the multifamily sector is that people always need a place to live. And if you can give them a clean, comfortable place to live at a fair price, you'll be full, right? And
yeah, it's great. It's fixing up the neighborhoods. It's getting, you know, better units into the people that are living in them. And those are just, you know, hardworking folk that are just like we were. I mean, I've worked, you know, almost 6-7 years in restaurants and hotels, and you know, they need a good unit, you know. And so
I put myself through college waiting tables, and you know, I mean, it was a grind, and I had a great apartment and I was happy to pay for it. And you know, I think people understand the value that real estate creates because it's tangible. You can feel it. So how are rent collections going for you guys through this? Any challenges or pretty good?
Yeah. I mean, we have a few challenges, of course. You know, there's always some people that are affected, but it's just really being open lines of communication with the property manager, with the tenants, you know, just being open and honest about what's going on, working with them if you can.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what it's about. We are all in this together, you know, the tenants, the landlords, the property managers. It's not us versus them or something like that. So we're dealing with that. I mean, we've had our calls with our lenders. We've had our calls with our property managers, make sure everyone's on the same page and see what the options are. If this happens, what then? Yeah. But you know, we've had one or two late rent collections. We haven't really been hit past, 90% collection or something like that. We haven't had that big of impact, but
I just read another article that says nationwide multifamily housing for last month was at 88.7%. I think that came out from Marcus Millchap. So 88.7%, still pretty good. I mean, what I like about it is we might be taking a little haircut as the owners, but my debt is getting paid, my mortgage is getting paid, my equity investors are getting paid. So I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better through that. I'm getting pictures when people are receiving their checks of them holding it up going, hey.
That's awesome. A great feeling.
That's awesome.
It's good because I know that other people are also calling me and saying, hey, last year when I decided not to jump in on that deal, I wiped away the last 5 years of my 401k gains. You know, so that's a real thing that's happening to people. I think the market's back up today. But look, the opportunities, I think you're right about this. About the CARES Act and being able to pull down some of your TSP or pull down $100,000 penalty free from a 401k. This is like a once in a lifetime get out of jail free card. So I'm screaming it from the rooftops too. Like if you ever wanted to, now's a great time to do that.
I'm pretty sure it's ending here shortly in September. So from what I hear,
I hear buzzwords about that too. And then the net operating loss carryback. We just did a webinar on this yesterday. So if you can take depreciation on some of these deals this year, I mean, you can potentially carry that back 5 years and get a refund for your taxes that you've been paying. So you guys are actually in a unique position for that because your W-2 income job is probably at a real high tax rate. So the deals that you're getting in on this year, the depreciation can go up to offset your income this year and potentially get all the taxes that you paid back last year.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is good. And it's awesome. And that's something I think not a lot of people talk about, especially people or know about, especially people with W-2 jobs. In the military, when you deploy, all your earnings while you're deployed are tax-free, right? And so you know, like guys like me, we're like, yeah, let's deploy. I deployed this year. I get to keep all those taxes, right? But a lot of guys don't understand that you can do that just as easily, you know, through investing in real estate, investing in as a passive investor or an active investor in different types of real estate. And that was a huge, you know, mind shift just this year when we filed for taxes this year, seeing last year's returns, you know, because I had a W-2 job all last year. I did not deploy last year because it was my last year in the military and I was out processing and everything. But yeah, just seeing that, just being, it was bigger. It was awesome. Like, I mean, you can't, the government rewards you for improving real estate. If you don't know that, look into it. You know, that's why Hillary and Trump got in that big argument on national television. That's all he's doing. he's doing, right?
He leans into the microphone and says, makes me smart.
Yeah. That's like, why earn more if you can retain more, right? So
credits and incentives to get you to help the economy. That's why they're there.
So. Yeah. And that was a big mind shift for even me, because I, you know, coming from the single family fix and flip space into this space, they're very different too. I mean, I built a highly paying, highly taxed job. It was very much like what you guys were doing in a W-2 position. I mean, I was getting crushed in taxes. And then last year I got to keep all the money I earned. Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute, this is really, is this allowed? Right. I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm like, is the IRS coming? And then I read the book, right? Tax-Free Wealth, Tom Wheelwright,
great one. Yeah.
Kiyosaki's CPA.
And
I'm trying to get him on the podcast. So Tom, if you're listening, you know I bring up your book on almost every single podcast. So jump on here with us and tell us what it's about. But once I read that, I mean, I love how he breaks it down. The shift in your attitude towards the IRS changes everything, right? I used to be worried about being audited. I used to get afraid of the IRS coming and leaning my house. Because the IRS is giving you a big rule book, right? And I don't know how to play by their rules. But Tom Wheelwright is like, no. The IRS tax code is a book of incentives to show you how to not pay taxes. And I was like, it is? And when you look at it from that spin and you recognize that the government is rewarding guys like us for creating nice housing for people.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you don't have to pay taxes. So earning it's good, keeping it's better.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
that's the number one thing you take from that book. If it can shift your mindset, that's the best thing. You don't have to keep all the principles. You can go talk to a CPA.
No, hire a CPA for that.
Yeah, exactly. But if you can change that mindset and look at it in a positive aspect, I mean, it's game changer.
Yeah. It's not how much you make, it's how much you keep.
Yeah. And it goes so much further, right? I mean, I read this this great quote. It was somebody that was talking about, like, okay, so I'm in the 35% tax bracket. That means I've worked all the way to what, April, for the government.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I spent all this. I spent the whole first quarter of the year away from my family for Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And now we get to spend our time with our family. We get to keep our capital. And, you know, this isn't something that I think a lot of people know about. I don't think we were brought up with kind of that knowledge, right? It doesn't sound like you guys were.
No.
So I think even wealthy families probably don't know a lot of this stuff, depending on where that wealth came from. So
I'm teaching my kids. So time to change it.
Yeah. I saw you're doing that too, Steve. I saw your video with your daughter. She's passively investing, right?
Yep. It was a little bit of a dig, right? I said, is my 6-year-old making more passive income than you are? But, but the question is, the question's real. I mean, I didn't know this stuff growing up either. And, you know, I fault nobody. My parents weren't taught it. So how could they teach it to me?
Right.
And, you know, but once I started to recognize, okay, the knowledge is out there, let me start to take a look. And now my 6-year-old knows the year that she'll become a millionaire by compounding her, you know, $13,000 in our deals. And she'll be 37 years old. She'll be a millionaire. And we'll have only put in about 60 grand into
That's awesome.
Our deal flow. And, you know, Noah will make it there faster. He's only 6 months old, so he's got a little bit of a head start too. You know, that's awesome. So it's good. I mean, really, I think these are the conversations that a lot of people aren't having around, you know, the coffee table. I think they're complaining about some different things. I think they're focused on some things that maybe are out of their control. But I mean, what we like to talk about here is like exactly what you guys are doing, which is taking control and saying, no, I found another way, I found a better mousetrap, and I'm going to go scream it from the rooftops. And those that want to come, come. Those that don't, that's okay too. Just don't call me to borrow money.
Yeah.
We do our best, honestly, to be on multiple platforms and give, you know, free time for even calls. I have calls weekly with people just to talk about what are they interested with real estate, you know, has nothing to do with what I'm doing. How can I help you, you know?
Yeah.
Because nobody did that with me. I didn't get the help. I got it through podcasts and, you know, that's another way, but getting someone to tell you straight face to face, it's awesome. Like, oh, light comes a little quicker.
And sometimes you tell people, it's interesting when you talk to people. So I started like a mastermind with my unit, with my team, back at, you know, before I left. And every month I would hold a little meeting and talk about what I'm doing. And if people wanted to get in and listen, like, let's do this. I can help you out. I'll show you an easy way to do it. Just buy one property a year for the next 10 years. You'll be a millionaire. But I mean, there's 101 ways to skin that cat. But just, you know, sometimes you tell people and they don't get it. You know, you're like, well, we were able to, by partnering and working with other people, we were able to get, you know, 42 rentals in under, you know, 13 or 15 months, something like that, cash flowing rentals. And people are like, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? You're like, well, yeah, so we bought them and now we're paying the mortgage, but we have renters in them that cover the mortgage and give us money back every month. And people are like, wait, what does that mean? How did you do that? And, you know, and you're like,
the depreciation.
Yeah. It's like,
it's pretty nice.
Yeah. So like really, I don't know. If I could do it over again, and I try to tell all the new guys getting to the team, I tell them, like, look at real estate as a way to set yourself up so you can step out of the military. Cause a lot of the guys I worked with, like, my job is very, it's less of a job and more of a passion. Guys are really into what they do. You know, they want to go jump out of planes. They want to shoot guns. They love deploying. They love going to war and stuff like that. And, as weird as that sounds, but there's not much carryover once you get out of the military for that. Right. So like, you can't really do that on the civilian side, but being able to set yourself up to be able to walk away from that job and not have to work, you know?
Right. Cause if you started what you're doing now, or what you started in 18, 14 years ago, or 20 right. years ago, when you first got in, and you'd be done now.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. So it's great to be able to pass on that knowledge to other people. I think people are craving it. You know, I related a lot to, so I'm a Christian guy, and I related a lot to the first time I heard like the real gospel, not like what people's version of the gospel was, but, and actually looked at it for myself and said, oh, wow, this actually makes a lot of sense. And now we talk about sharing the good news of financial freedom. Like, yeah. I mean, it gives you the opportunity to really do what you want to do in life, and that type of freedom. And I mean, and then you guys know the other side of the coin, which is our Invest with Purpose, where we're funding nonprofits out of these and creating passive income for all the need that's in the world. And I mean, that really goes to more purpose and passion. Like if you are passionate about helping people, you're passionate about, you know, digging wells in West Africa to give drinking water to indigenous villages. I don't care what it is, right? This is a tool that can help you do that on a grander scale. There's no chance that I'd have been able to give personally what our company gives through all of these rentals. I mean, in the next 5 years, with just the people we've partnered with, we'll give away $1 million.
That's awesome.
I would never have been able to do that on my own. Yep. Right? So real estate is the tool to really help you to do your passion, whether that's gain your time back with your family, whether that's time to travel, whether that's giving back to communities, or a combination of all of those, like all, I think ours are. This is a vehicle that certainly can help people get there. So, you know, we're always excited when we're finding guys like you that are helping tell the story and really getting out there and helping people change lives, because it's really just an opportunity that's being offered and people can take it up or not.
Yeah.
You know? So what's next for you guys? I mean, we're doing this project together, but I mean, what do you see kind of long-term? What's the goal and what's the purpose behind it?
So we've been starting a fund. We're doing that. There's work.
So real quick caveat, fund versus a direct real estate investment. So people that have invested with me and you, both of our companies in the past, they've gone direct into a deal. Now you guys are doing a fund model where you're going to be able to kind of pick and choose what projects you want to get into. So
exactly.
What's the purpose of doing it that way versus direct investment?
More freedom, really, to do multiple deals if we wanted to do that.
Diversification too.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So there's the diversification, but also allows you to be better positioned ahead of the deal. So typically, you know, we find the deal, then we go look for partners. But this way, what we're doing is we're having everybody, you know, partner in it beforehand, and then we're going to find the deal. And I think that's pretty powerful in this, you know, right now, as the economy shifting, just being prepared with the capital to move, you know? So
yeah, I think there's going to be a ton of opportunity over the next 24 months. I think I just read something from Green Street also that said $187 billion. I think that's the number of CMBS mortgages in the next 24 months will become illiquid. So what that means is commercial mortgage-backed securities, which is the junk paper that they're selling on Wall Street, probably too high leverage with not enough cash flow, but they're going to write the loan anyway. Those companies are going to start calling. So there's going to be a lot of multifamily opportunity in the next, you know, 12 to 24 months. And I know that both of our groups are getting ready to pounce. I mean, we have great opportunity now, but in the future, it's looking bright too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's smart. So you guys are starting the fund, and then yeah, let's dive in with some of the why. I mean, what's the why?
Yeah.
Chris,
yeah, I'll go into some of the why. I mean, we're big on family. We're big on building legacy. We're big on teaching. You know, a lot of this started with a simple, oh, we want to have passive income and be able to have some more time for family. It's kind of grown into teaching others, bringing along, partnering up, creating a team, building a business, and it's become this bigger movement, and this momentum is building. And it's really about spreading that message, getting everybody on the same bus, teaching what we can, and you know, creating more time for us, for our partners, for our family. So it's really fun because it's becoming more of a movement than it was originally as just a reason to get more passive income. So,
and you hit it on the nose, Steve. Like, you know, a lot of people say, well, money's not... it's not about money. It's not about money, but money gives you more options, right? And when you do find that way to buy that time, make more money and have more time, like now you can focus on things you are passionate about your family, traveling, whatever, and nonprofits. And like, you know, you and I discussed over a couple of drinks a while back about nonprofit. That's something that I have, you know, I'd like to start a nonprofit for, you know, special operations guys that are gone from home so much, and give them the chance to reconnect with their family and do something worthwhile. Because coming from that background, I can tell you, you're on the go constantly, and it is the family connections that suffer. And that's something I can see being able to give back at this point, you know, by creating something like what we're doing right now. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm really excited to be on the journey with you guys, and really glad that we met. And excited for what the future holds. If people are interested in reaching out to you guys and learning more about the company, learning more about you guys, where do they go?
Yeah, they can go straight to our website. It's valkyriegroup.com. That's valkeregroup.com. And they can reach out there. We've got all our social media contacts on there, and there's a web form, and they can schedule a call.
So. Cool. Yeah, I'll go ahead and drop that in the link below so those that are listening can head on over there. And yeah, obviously these guys are doing some amazing things. So if you're listening, reach out, learn about some of the things that they're doing. We're all just regular people doing extraordinary things, right? So it's been a lot of fun getting to know you guys. Can't wait for
for
what we have in the future here. So thanks so much for coming on the show, guys. Always good chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. We'll chat soon. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you haven't done so already, go to freefromwallstreet.com and get the 5 things your financial advisor does not want you to know so that you can start to wriggle and rye your way away from Wall Street and start getting into some passive income investments like us. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you for listening. Like what you hear? Be sure to subscribe and head over to freefromwallstreet.com and sign up for our free guides to help you and your family invest with purpose.